This is some of our research team. I'll let them introduce themselves. And she has some really awesome pictures. Ms. Tweez, we'll have you sit right here.
I don't know how much I can tell you. That's why I'm here. I don't really know.
Anything you have at all.
And here's these. And then she filled out the metadata sheets too.
I didn't really know dates or anything.
We're so thankful and grateful.
Those are really old pictures.
Yeah.
Those are the best ones.
That's right.
For this purpose, those are the best ones.
So I'll go ahead and close this door, and then I will you all just sort it.
I really came with my cousin. She's more into it than I am.
Well, it's nice
more about
for you
it
to
than
share.
I do.
Yeah.
But I brought pictures.
Okay. And then are you recording?
I am.
Okay. And so could you just tell us your name again and spell the last name so we can match up the files?
Just say my name. Marcia Ann Twiggs, T-W-I-G-G-S.
Who's this?
That's a really, now that lady died way before I was born. I think I put.
Aunt Meek?
Meck. That was her
Meck
nickname. Aunt Meck. That's all, I never knew her, but they called her Aunt Meck, and that they would show me pictures of her. I just don't know. I don't know a lot about it. My grandfather had a barbershop, but he sold apples and Coca-Colas out of that barbershop.
Oh, really? And what was your grandfather's name?
Cowan Cook, Alexander Cowan Cook.
Oh, and where was this located?
That was in Young Harris.
Oh, in
right
Young Harris?
Right Jacksonville. They called it Jacksonville, that little area.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. And then, have you lived in that area?
Yeah, all my
your whole life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Are you still like on family property, or still?
Yeah, I'm still on family property.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Redo this in this direction.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. What do y'all do with all? Are you compiling them?
Yeah, for history. It's for the history, and they're also going to be teaching this in the local schools.
Oh, good.
So that people, I mean, what's the point of learning Greek history if you don't know your own history, right? So,
I wish I'd asked more questions, really.
Yeah.
When they were alive.
Exactly.
But I didn't. Yeah. There's pictures of him, I think, in there, my grandfather. But he had a barber shop, and he sold Cokes and apples.
That is awesome. Neat.
People back then did a lot of stuff.
That's right.
And he had an apple orchard. And, yeah.
So, do you have a big family?
No.
No?
No. They had two daughters, and one of them was my mother. My cousin wrote all that down for me.
Oh, that's nice.
She did a better job.
So where is that? One of these? Or?
Now that is my aunt when she was a baby. My sister, my mother's sister when she was a baby. G, I called her G. And that's when she was born, 1907.
And so, what's her?
Eula George Abernathy.
What was it?
Mm-hmm.
One more time, say that again.
Eula, E-U-L-A,
uh-huh.
And George, G-E-O-R-G-E,
uh-huh.
Abernathy.
Oh, wow.
We just called her G.
The picture's right here in the middle.
Oh, is it? Okay,
yeah.
Great.
I couldn't say all that, so I just
That's right.
That's my grandmother.
Oh, wow.
Now, isn't that fancy?
That is. Look at how pretty.
Oh, it's
people used to dress like that.
Yeah.
She didn't have a lot of money. Now, she didn't have a lot of money. But I think she made her own clothes. She probably made something like that for herself.
Yeah.
She was a good seamstress. She could make anything without a pattern.
Uh-huh.
She could take a picture or something. She could make the dress.
You look like her.
Do
you really? Do. You do.
It's my grandmother.
Don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's
nobody told me that.
I love a hat.
And so what was her name?
Mary Jo Cook.
Oh, Mary.
Mary Jo Daniel Cook.
So do you know anything about, like, how your family originally got here? Or?
I think they came from England. Yeah, and I don't know how far back that goes.
Mm-hmm.
I think they originally came here from England.
Oh.
I don't know what part of England.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's a furniture store. It's right, my house is right up there in the area, and that was Abernathy Funeral Home. Uh-huh. And that woman's husband was his funeral home. The furniture store had a funeral home across the street.
Abernathy. So it was a funeral home and a furniture store?
Well, that funeral home was across the street.
Oh, okay.
The furniture store was one side of the street. You know?
Yeah. My
He had it all.
Yeah. My great-grandparents had a general store.
Yeah.
And they sold coffins and furniture. Okay. And okay. And food.
You're pretty close.
And everything.
Those are so old, I was afraid I'd tear them up. That's my grandmother and my grandfather.
Oh, wow.
That's the one I'm supposed to look like.
Yes. That's a beautiful picture. Okay, all right. So that's neat. And is that, this is in Young Harris?
Yeah, that's, my house is right up there. But we went back.
Uh-huh.
We were on the road. We went back and built a new home a few uh-huh. years after that.
And is this like on 76?
Yeah, this is Main Road right here, right through here. It came right through here.
Oh, okay.
Main Highway.
Okay. Is that Gibbs now?
Hmm?
Is that Gibby's now?
Yeah, it's Gibby's now.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Was,
I recognized this
yeah,
part of the building.
Yeah, he was an insurance
sure.
Insurance salesman.
Oh, was
and
he?
When they all died, my uncle and all, and my brother didn't want to do it. He took over. Gibby took over. That's just, that's
oh,
the,
my
yeah,
God.
That's Gibby first year.
Oh, so this tells us who was...
My cousin wrote all that for me.
Okay.
People
well, this
in that
tells
picture.
You who everybody is on
oh,
the picture.
Fixed,
so.
She fixed it for me. I had no
that's
idea
so
what I was
going
to do. Most
so
of them I knew. There were a couple of them I wasn't sure of. They may have just been people sent from the companies, you know. He sold all kinds of stuff in there. And
what do you suppose a Maytag gyration is? You think that's
that
a washing
machine? Yeah, I'm sure that's what it was. I don't remember.
That other than the washboard, you know,
gyration.
I just
like
that. That's what
yeah.
that is.
Well, that's what it does, isn't
yeah.
it?
Gyrates.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing
did
these.
Did we get the photo?
Mm-hmm. I think we got all these.
That one too?
Oh, the little one? Did
no, the
you
big
do?
One.
No, just we just did this one.
No, I just did the list.
I know, but
oh.
we did this one like run before it. It's like the document before the last one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm glad you can tell what I've done. I'm not sure.
I know me. I'll skip something like, oh, did I do it?
There's a gyrator right there.
Yeah, that's the way the old washing machines looked.
Yeah.
They were ringer. They'd ring
yeah,
the clothes.
Ringer.
They had a
I
ringer on them, and they'd ring the clothes out. That was called a ringer washer. That's one of your things. That's a ringer washer.
Oh. All right.
And he lived in Copper Hill, Tennessee, and he would
yeah.
bring the a few at a time and sell them, and finally they got into the store, and they moved.
Oh, wow.
He'd bring them on a truck and sell them, washing machine. And people in that area didn't have things like that back
yeah,
then.
Yeah, yeah.
He brought a lot of that into that area. They
well,
were using the old-timey types.
Copper Hill's almost Georgia. Half the town's Georgia, right?
Yeah.
It's Copper Hill, Tennessee, and what is the Georgia
McKaysville,
side?
McKaysville.
Georgia. Georgia. It's the same town.
Oh,
and you can,
that's right.
You
together.
Can go up.
You, know, it's,
you walk down the middle
know
of the
road.
Road
are you on one side?
You don't know where you are.
Yeah. Yep. Oh.
I'm glad you were able to get through that.
Well, yes. That was very nice.
Some old picture.
So do you have children?
No, I'm not married.
Okay. And then so did your
my brother
mom's?
Hmm?
You said your mom had another sister or something?
Yeah, I had an aunt.
Uh-huh. And so
and
is that...
My aunt's the husband's the one that had the furniture.
Oh, very good.
It's all in my family kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. So
I worked down there. They had an insurance office.
Uh-huh.
And my mother worked there. In the summertime, she would put me to work there. I was working, when I was 12 years old, I was working in the insurance office in the summertime.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was good for me.
Yeah.
She could go home and fix the vegetables and
getting benched without a card and
yeah.
things like that.
Yeah.
And I'd work all summer.
Keep you out of trouble. Oh, yeah.
But anyway, I'm glad those were helpful.
Yeah. Well, since you've lived here a long time, would you mind going back with me? They have a big map of Towns County, and then they have, if you'd like to tell anything that you know about any of the different areas.
I don't want to tell anything for, you know.
No, I mean like how they came up with the names of different areas
or
any of that?
I really wouldn't know that.
Okay, all right.
Usually it was for a person, you know, or a family that
yeah.
was in an area. That's what it is.
Yeah.
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 My cousin would come after. She knows a lot more about it than I do. Mine's very sketchy.
Oh, no, that's good. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
I love that I actually recognize the building. I was like, that's Kitty, isn't it?
And they'd put, his slogan was, marry the girl and we'll furnish the home. That was his that was his signal.
Oh,
and
wow.
That was printed on those were glass windows
panes.
There.
Uh-huh.
And this is the end of, and we'll furnish the home. Marry the girl and we'll furnish the home.
That's neat. That's really neat. I like it.
I'll never forget that.
So you live right near Jerry Taylor.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Kind of.
A
there's a
over
house between
or whatever.
Us.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can go in the backyard and be in his front door.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We're close like we never see each other.
Oh, my God.
You want me to move somewhere or go somewhere else?
Well, I think...
my cousin should be... I don't know why she's riding in there. But.
Well, she's probably in the next room and doing her thing.
Y'all won't be doing her.
No,
we're
trying to split up.
Oh,
to
okay. I thought she'd
spread them out a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, this is very nice what you're doing, preserving all this. It's really great.
It's a great project.
It is. It's fun. And needed.
How long have you been doing all this?
It's been in preparation for quite some time now. So just finally implementing the scanning and getting the true, you know, getting
well,
the information.
Well, you're preserving a heritage, really.
Absolutely. And that's the purpose.
And speaking of people get older, they're more interested. The young people really don't.
Right.
They really don't care.
Yeah.
But they will later on.
They will.
Yeah.
And then we'll have it.
That's right.
To get to it. Yeah.
Yeah. I spent every summer with my grandmother, and I was always asking questions and writing notes.
Well,
and
I should have asked.
Then I got
questions.
Older, and I put all these books together for the family, and I'm like, if anybody wants one, they're like, not so much. It's okay.
Wow.
And then eventually they're like, oh, could I have one of those? Could I have one of those? You know? My nephew is very interested in a family, but the rest of them.
And that's
they're
my
kinda,
son. Everybody else is like, stuff in the trash. I'm like, no.
And what we all do with all this information?
Well, the majority of it, we wanted to create classroom materials for schools, for the students to learn, children. Maybe we can get them interested early, you know, with the school curriculum. And for the archives.
Just to keep from losing the documents, you know.
Well, you're preserving a heritage that's long gone, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have to do it as soon as you can, you know.
It's never too late to start.
Hey, as long as you've got some people that, you know, that can pour into it, I think that's wonderful.
Well, I'll
see if
there's... Thank y'all.
Thank you.